1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Friday, and on Fridays we have our weekend movie preview, which comes up here at 4:50, and maybe closer to like 4:53, somewhere right around there. And then we have one new movie in the theaters, but another one returning to the theaters that might end up getting more people seeing that one than the other one. So we'll talk about that in about 40 minutes. We've got three pairs of Florida State University tickets to give away today. In addition to, we also have some tickets to, what was the other one? Taste of Gulf Breeze. So we got Taste of Gulf Breeze to give away as well. And then I just found out we have three additional Florida State University tickets to give away. So we'll give away a pair each hour. So if you'd like to go check them out to go play Boston College. So stick around for that in about 8 minutes. Let's get top stories going on in the news right now. So the top story, Dow has dropped on fears of a recession. Well, technically, we're already in an economic recession. Technically, we're already in a real estate recession. But we're starting to get into possible jobs recession. Investors are concerned that rate hikes are going to throw us into a deeper recession. And so that's why the Dow dropped nearly 500 points today. Stocks falling to the lowest level since November 2020. Representative Matt Gaetz from right here in the Panhandle. Prosecutors now have recommended against charging him in the sex trafficking probe. So this is the situation where he had a 17-year-old girl and may have crossed state lines with her and things like that. And he says he didn't know she was 17. And anyway, there's all these stuff like this. So now, a year after his arrest seemed imminent, and he'd been claiming his innocence, and now they say that they're looking like he will not face charges. I want to go all the way back to a year ago. A year ago, there was a lot of people from both Republican and Democrat saying they felt like he needed to step down over these allegations. And I was on the air saying, no way, don't do it. If you're saying you're innocent and you think you're innocent, don't do it. I've actually seen a handful of other congressmen and people like this who have stepped down over allegations only to be vindicated later, but it was too late. Their name was already smeared. Their reputation was smeared. They weren't able to get through it. It would actually been better to do what Matt Gaetz did, which is just stick with it and go like, well, I'm still a congressman. I'm innocent. These are false charges, and I'm going to keep doing my job and keep my job. And sure enough, he won re-election in his primary, and he's probably going to win the general election just fine, and it'll keep moving forward. So I was saying, like, unless you're guilty, don't step down, because if you step down, you're going to be guilty in the court of public opinion. He already was, but if you're not, then just don't. So now he's gotten through it, and looks like he's coming out on the other end of it. President Biden, in the meantime, says that the Catholic Church would not agree with Lindsey Graham's abortion ban. He says, my church didn't even say that. And UN rights experts have presented evidence now of war crimes in Ukraine. This is from the UN. This is not from Ukraine. This is UN going and investigating and saying that's what happened there. So that's pretty big news right there. Got another story pertaining to President Trump's special master situation. We'll get that next, right after Traffic on the Fives.
Well, roads are looking good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. 29 and 90 also looking good. You'll see your typical afternoon traffic. That's going to include 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. It is slow moving at the moment, but Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge checking in clear. See something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And this traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So some of the other top stories. The special master who's reviewing the documents seized at Mar-a-Lago by the FBI has now told Trump's lawyers, put up or shut up. Well, okay, he didn't really necessarily say that exactly, but basically he's saying the claims that President Trump has that the FBI planted evidence. If they ain't planted evidence, basically show us. You have to prove it. Show us where they planted evidence. Otherwise, stop talking about it. And that's from his special master. So that's pretty big one right there. And then the U.S. House has passed a bill to increase funding for police officers. That's right. It's four policing bills now that have passed in the House. And Democrats are still divided over these bills, but it's got enough Democrat support that they were able to pass. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, there it is. You're hearing it right there. Florida State Seminole war chant. That means if you would like a pair of tickets to go see Florida State Seminoles play Boston College this weekend, you got to pick the tickets up before 5:30, but we've got them here for you. Just text in your name, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We're going to give away another pair of tickets in about 15 minutes. So text right now, 850-437-1620. No, you don't get the tickets. You text in stuff like that. No! You got to text in your name. All right. Got a text here says we're talking about President Biden and how he is saying that even his church would not support the abortion ban that Lindsey Graham came up with. And he says Joe Biden must be going to the wrong Catholic church then, because if he's going to a correct Catholic church, Catholics don't believe in contraception to begin with. So I don't know how his church would approve of abortions. Yeah, good point there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, and it's brought to you by Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Ranky Realty. David here to tell you a little bit about Christina Leavenworth. Now, we all know the real estate market has been, what's the right word? I don't know, volatile recently. But if you've got a home to sell, you need to contact Christina. Now, she sells more homes and for a lot more money than anybody else here in our area. How's she do it? Well, she's got pre-qualified buyers. They're coming to her. They're ready to purchase a home. So if you've got one to sell, give her a call. Christina at 850-723-9158. Again, that's Christina Leavenworth at 850-723-9158. Christina and her team can sell your home quickly. Give her a call today. Find out what she can do for you. Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at 11 Rinky Realty. And now, on to top trending news this hour. The White House hammering Russia's referendums on annexing parts of Ukraine. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre today labeled it an illegitimate sham. And she said the Russian moves are a violation of international law, sovereignty, and the territorial integrity of Ukraine. Career prosecutors now recommending against charging Congressman Matt Gaetz in that sex trafficking investigation. The Justice Department has yet to officially announce a decision about whether or not they will file charges. However, people familiar with that probe telling the Washington Post that the DOJ generally follows advice that they get from those prosecutors. That investigation began all the way back in 2020. The latest update, Bobby, from the National Hurricane Center showing Tropical Depression 9 might be a little bit stronger than initially expected.
Unfortunately, it could impact Florida as a major hurricane. Category 3 is the current forecast. But again, we have a lot of time. This forecast can and will evolve.
And that is Acting Hurricane Center Director Jamie Romey says right now, not the time to panic, but rather just to make sure you've got your supplies in order. And he's advising everybody to keep an eye on the updates through the weekend. Of course, right now, that cone of uncertainty, we're kind of on the very edge of it, but it's expected, I think, to hit more along the Tampa area. Of course, who knows? That can all change. Bobby, do you like spicy foods?
Depends. I do like spicy food. Just depends on how spicy it is.
Well, this is pretty spicy. Several Alabama students actually recovering after taking part in what's being called the One Chip Challenge. Apparently, this happened on a Montgomery, Alabama public school bus. A bunch of kids got sick doing this challenge. It involves eating a potato chip that's made from two of the hottest peppers in the world, the Carolina Reaper and other one here? I had to look it up. And the scorpion peppers. Those are the two peppers that go into making this chip. But I guess the dangerous part is you're supposed to eat this hot chip and then not eat or drink anything else for an hour. And it's making kids sick.
Oh, no. Yeah. You can't do that. I mean, it's got acids, like real life acids in it that are going to go to your stomach and tear your stomach up. That's not good. And I mean, already as it is, eating hot foods, spicy foods, you can, you know, the people that can eat those super spicy stuff, when it comes down to it, all they've done is just over time, they've killed their taste buds. And they've desensitized their mouth.
Right.
It's not healthy anyway. Like, so if you're somebody that can have the super, super spicy stuff, then you're somebody who's already done damage to your mouth. That's what it comes down to it.
You've just already destroyed yourself.
Yeah, you've already destroyed yourself. That's why you can handle it. So I'm one, it's not even my mouth. I have to watch it because of my heartburn. I mean, it just... I finally hit a point many years ago where I'm a daily heartburn medicine person, you know, where I got to take a pill every day in order to prevent getting heartburn. And so, I try to do super spicy stuff. I'm just asking for pain.
See, for me, what I've noticed is every year older I get, a few less peppers get put in my pot of chili.
Ah, yes. Okay. All right. So the older you get,
yep. Just handle a little bit less every year.
Yeah, okay. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are chicken and clear right now, Bobby. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29. You'll see some everyday afternoon traffic on 9 Mile Road, as well as Pine Forest, and seeing some slight slow traffic on West Fairfield as you're approaching North W Street in both directions. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Take a look at the Atlantic. A lot of storms over there. Of course, the one you heard right there, Tropical Depression 9. We'll give you the latest update on all that next. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi got a text here. Says, the trick is to drink a glass of milk before you do it, meaning the super hot and spicy challenge. These kids were probably doing it on their way home from school and didn't have anything to drink before they started. And I think the thing is they're not allowed to have it beforehand. It was part of the TikTok challenge or whatever it is. Sheesh. I'm getting ready to go to the largest chili pepper eating competition in Dallas, Texas next weekend. It's called the Zest Fest. I never heard of it. I could go to watch people sweat, but I could not participate. No, I mean, I like spicy, but I'm more like medium spicy, not hot, and definitely not like super, super, super hot. No. I got to taste it. Can't taste anything when it's that hot. Tropical Depression 9, that's what we're keeping an eye on. We still have Hurricane Fiona out there and headed towards Canada, and it's going to make landfall in Canada. Then we have Tropical Storm Gaston that is just wandering out there in the northern Atlantic, and now it looks like it's actually starting to, it decided all of a sudden it's changing directions, heading straight west towards the United States. So hopefully it just kind of fizzles out there. I don't know why that thing just decided it was going to head towards us all of a sudden. And that now we actually have a Hurricane Hermine off the western coast of Africa. And it is expected to downgrade to a tropical depression within just a few days. But it is now, it's a tropical storm. I said it was a hurricane. No, it's a tropical storm. We do have another disturbance out there in southern Atlantic, but the one we're keeping an eye on, Tropical Depression 9. Tropical Depression 9 now is expected to become a hurricane by Monday as it approaches Cuba. So it's kind of going around. Right now it's out in the Caribbean, in the southern Caribbean, but it's not going to make landfall until it gets to about into Cuba on Monday or Tuesday. And then it'll be a hurricane, and it's expected to be a major hurricane, Category 3, by Wednesday, when it should make landfall on the western coast of Florida. However, the cone of uncertainty does have it. It has a pretty wide, like, we're going to get weather bands from it for sure. Even if it hits the western coast of Florida, we will still be getting weather bands from it. And so now looking at this as well, most of the modeling shows it landing like south of Tampa area. But there are, of course, some of these that shows that they think it could still head right towards us. So either way, it sounds like we're going to get the western part of the storm. We'll keep our eye on it all next week for you. Here, after his arrest seemed imminent, they either don't feel like they have enough, whatever it might be, no charges going against him. So he's been saying he's innocent all along. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Yes, there you go. You hear the Florida State Seminole war chant. If you would like to go check out the Florida State Seminoles playing Boston College this weekend, we got yet another pair of tickets to give out. Now, here's the thing, though. You got to be able to come get them like in an hour, because we close in an hour. But we got the tickets here if you'd like them. So give us just text us. Text us your name, and Gracie will tell you what if you win the tickets. So once again, Florida State playing Boston College this weekend, tomorrow. We've got the tickets in-house. You got to be able to come get them by 5:30. Text 850-437-1620. Text your name to 850-437-1620. And it does look like the Florida State Seminoles are back. So that's pretty exciting as well.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Let's start off right there, because the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, it ended up coming from behind. Yesterday they were down 4-0, and they ended up coming from behind and beating Montgomery 6-5 in order to tie up the division series at one apiece. So they play the final game 3 tonight at home, 6:00. So big game for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It was nice to see them coming back last night in that game. And then in high school football tonight, this is what we got going on. Baker is at Northview. Jay at Holmes County. West Florida is playing Pine Forest. Milton is at Escambia County. Washington is hosting LaFleur. Pensacola Catholic is going to Mobile Christian. Navarre is hosting Leon. And last night, Gulf Breeze beat Pensacola High 38-8. This week's byes are Tate and Pace High School. Then college football, we already mentioned the Florida State Seminoles are playing Boston College tomorrow. And then Florida, number 20 Florida, is playing number 11 Tennessee. That's a big game for the Florida Gators right there. And then number 2 Alabama is playing Vanderbilt. South Alabama is playing Louisiana Tech. And Auburn is playing Missouri. And number 25 Miami is playing Middle Tennessee. So that's your college football for tomorrow. And the NFL coming up this weekend, New Orleans is playing Carolina. And then, Tampa Bay is playing Green Bay. And then if you're interested in Miami, Miami's playing Buffalo. That should be actually a really good game. between them right there. Major League Baseball going on here. Miami Marlins are going to play in the Washington. Will play the Washington Nationals tonight on ESPN Plus. The Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Phillies at 6:05. Your Apple TV Plus games of on Friday tonight. Big one. Boston Red Sox are playing the New York Yankees at 6:05 on Apple TV Plus. And of course, a lot of people are going to be watching that in order to see if Aaron Judge can beat Roger Maris's AL record. Then the late game on Apple TV Plus is the Dodgers against the Cardinals at 9:10. Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing the Toronto Blue Jays, by the way. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good right now, Bobby. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have our everyday traffic on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. See something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN, University of Virginia plays Syracuse on FS1. Nevada plays Air Force. And at 8 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, Boise State plays University of Texas, El Paso. In other sports news, in the PGA Tour this week, it's the President's Cup. And apparently right now, round two, USA has 7, International League is 2. So they're playing match play for this President's Cup there. And other sports news, the Celtics have offered very few details on their head coach Ime Udoka's suspension. They just said he's suspended for a year for improper relationship with a staffer. So Joe Mazzulla will coach the team. The Taylor Swift is going to headline Super Bowl halftime show. And Apple Music is the new sponsor over Pepsi. Andre Iguodala has made it official. He will return to the Warriors this season. U.S. men's national soccer team suffered an alarming 2-0 loss to Japan in the pre-World Cup friendly. Mike Tomlin shoots down any possibility of a Steelers quarterback change, and marijuana is going to remain on the World Anti-Doping Agency's banned substances list. A lot of people thought this was going to be the year that they would finally get rid of that as being a banned substance. And Florida State University, congratulations to them. They just got a commitment from the number 3 wide receiver in the 2023 class. So picking up a top receiver right there. We've got your weekend movie preview coming up here shortly. But first, I do want to share a couple of other stories as well. Yesterday, I was sharing how there was that all landmarks, all federal landmarks in the country have eliminated the use of the word squaw. And that you can no longer... So there's Squaw Valley, Squaw Township, somebody sent me an article about a place out west that's called Squaw Peak. And they said, well, we shouldn't name things after murder. And I'm like, what? And because part of this came up yesterday, I said, I've never heard that squaw is a derogatory term. Squaw is... just a term for a female Native American woman, a female Native American woman. It's just when you say squaw, I think Native American woman, and that's it. And but apparently it's offensive, and so now they're eliminated. So the federal Biden has already done it. 650 locations around the country have been changed as of last week. They no longer have the word squaw. Well, since somebody sent me this article, it says, well, I can't believe you're so offended that they would change the name of something like Squaw Peak because it was named after murder. And I'm like, okay, first of all, nobody knows that was named after some murderous situation. When people say it's Squaw Peak, the first thing they think of is that was named after a Native American woman. And so they sent me this story, though, that apparently there was a conflict between the Indians and some white settlers near this mountain. And a local Indian chief was killed in the encounter, and his squaw fled with others towards the foothills to the east. While fleeing, she fell from the peak and died. So they named it Squaw Peak. And I'm like, and you think it's okay to eliminate the name? Even if anybody knew that story, which nobody knows that story, but even if it was widely known, that story was widely known, a squaw fell from the peak, escaping white persecution, You want to erase that from the history? You don't want people to remember that? You don't want people to remember that atrocity? That, oh my goodness, a lady died escaping the atrocities. You would rather just erase that. It's not being named after murder. It's being named after a terrible thing that happened. Now, turns out that story sounds, according to Native American records, it sounds like it's more folklore and stuff like this. But either way, it's like, okay. So then I respond to that. And then they send back another thing. They go, well, do you know why squaw is offensive? Nope, I don't. I said, that's been my whole thing. I don't see why it's offensive. And they said, because squaw refers to the most private part of a Native American woman. I literally laughed out loud reading the email. Because part of my French, ain't a person, there ain't a damn person in this country who knows that that's what that means. Squaw means female. That's what it doesn't mean, a part of the female. It's just a, when you say squaw, it isn't a person that immediately thinks, oh, really? Come on. You got it. They aren't even Native Americans. I actually looked it up. Native Americans, like, they don't even use the word squaw. And so it's not even, like, they don't even think that that's what it means. There's, like, a very small group of people who made that up. They made it up. They're like, you know what? We think this word means that. And so now we're offended. No, okay. Be offended. We shouldn't be changing our landmarks over it. Oh, my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. It just went downhill. It went downhill. Even further. It's like they were trying to make their argument better and it made it worse. God, you just can't. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, your weekend movie preview. Call right now, Bobby Ross. We got your weekend movie preview, but first, let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, apparently that plan to recruit veterans into Florida classrooms is working. The State Department of Education saying nearly 400 vacant teaching positions have now been filled by newly certified veterans. Of course, that program launched by Governor DeSantis took effect back in July, allowed veterans with a bachelor's degree to qualify for a temporary five-year teaching license. According to the state, now the amount of staffing shortages in the school districts around the state has shrank to about 4,400 by the beginning of this month.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much. We'll go through our jobs report here at the beginning of next hour. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the five first real quick.
It's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, I just realized it was 4:55, so let's get traffic on the five.
Sorry.
And I'll give you your weekend movie preview.
Well, our roads are looking good. If you're heading to the movies, you won't see anything to slow you down on Bayou Tahar or North W Street. We're also looking good on I-10, I-110, not showing any slowdown. See something else, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's so weekend movie preview. There is one new movie in the theater, and it is Don't Worry, Darling. And there is, so basically, Don't Worry, Darling is a new movie starring Florence Pugh from Black Widow, Harry Styles, Chris Pine, and Olivia Wilde, who actually directed this. It's a 1950s housewife living with her husband in a utopian experimental community begins to worry that his glamorous company could be hiding disturbing secrets. Basically, it looks like a little bit more sinister and psychological thriller version of Stepford Wives, like the Stepford Housewives. That's kind of what it looks like. Like, I was reading about it more. So Alice and Jack are lucky to be living in Victoria, the experimental company town, housing the men who work at the top secret Victory Project and their families. Life is perfect, with every resident's needs met by the company. All they ask in return is unquestioning commitment to the Victory cause. But when cracks in their idyllic life begin to appear, exposing flashes of something much more sinister lurking beneath the attractive facade, Alice can't help questioning what they're doing in Victory and why. Just how much is she willing to lose to expose what's really going on in paradise? So that's in the theaters today. It's rated R. But it's probably going to get out, like, out seen by the re-release of Avatar. Avatar in 4K is being released for a two-week period as they get ready for Avatar 2 to be released. And, you know, Avatar was the first movie that was truly created for 3D. And so now they're re-releasing it in 4K as well. So you can go see that one if you haven't. I don't even know if I've even seen it since I saw it in the theaters when it first came out. So on DVD or digital download, there's a movie called Vengeance that's out. It's actually a pretty good movie. It's got very good writing, and it's got a lot of funny parts, but then it turns a little dark at the end, like a dark comedy kind of thing. A podcaster gets an aspiring podcaster lands a murder mystery case, and he's trying to uncover it, but as he continues to uncover more, it becomes personal. It's actually written and directed by BJ Novak, who you may know from The Office. On streaming, Patton Oswalt has a new stand-up comedy on Netflix. On Hulu, there's a new 3-episode premiere that came out for Reboot. Reboot is where it's about where they rebooted an old sitcom, but they're giving it more realism. It stars Keegan-Michael Key, who's hilarious, Judy Greer, Johnny Knoxville, and Paul Reiser. And by the way, I've seen it. It's very funny at a lot of parts. It has a couple of heartwarming parts as well. It is not for kids. I was a little bit surprised in the very first episode, very early on in the episode, it had nudity in it. And I was like, whoa, I was not expecting a TV sitcom show to have that. So I was a bit surprised there. It has some adult themes and stuff as well. But it's called Reboot. It is funny, but it is definitely for adults. Disney Plus has the 6th episode of She-Hulk. It has Andor, a three-episode premiere for Andor came out as well, which if you've seen Rogue One was the prequel to Star Wars 1, which technically was Star Wars 4, and so starring in Rogue One was Cassian Andor. So this is about like how this is a prequel to that. So this is a prequel to the prequel. Is basically what this is. I've seen it initially, and it's taken a little bit to get into it so far, but it looks like it's good. It's just I've only watched one episode, so we'll see how that one goes. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let me just tell you real quick, today's sign of the apocalypse. A University of Utah student got arrested because they threatened to blow up the school's nuclear reactor if their football team didn't win last week. Yeah, no, let's not threaten to blow up nuclear reactors over football.